I'm Shardy Champagne. Welcome to my show. I'm Shardy Champagne. Where we dream and lift each other up. I'm Shardy Champagne. Love is the answer. Grace is the way. Shardy Champagne. We're anchored in hope.
The Shardy Champagne Show.
And we keep the faith. Entertainment, education, inspiration.
Sade Champagne, Sade Champagne. Welcome to the Sade Champagne Show.
I'm Sade Champagne.
Good morning, everyone. Sade Champagne here with my dear friend, Maurice G. Cabarrec. We are here right now at our church, Gospel Revolution Church in Slidell, Louisiana. Y'all know I've been in New Orleans for almost the past week with my dear friend, Sarah Mount, and we have been at our church, Gospel Revolution Church, also visiting New Orleans and all that good stuff. And so this is my first ever live radio episode of the Sade Champagne Show. And of course, I had to interview my dear friend, one of my favorite authors, one of my favorite speakers, Maurice G. Cabarrec. Are y'all ready to get this going with us? I know it's early on the West Coast, but for those of you who are up wherever you are, you are getting to tune in with us for this very special time. Maurice!
How you doing?
Fantastic!
I'm not as animated as you are, but...
That's okay. I want to welcome you to the Sade Champagne Show on now Facebook Live and also Grindhard Radio and 57WLLE.net Internet Radio in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Right.
And so we're so glad to have you. And so I want us to first get started for you to please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I can tell you that I came to know the Lord probably back around 1985.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 68 years old now.
What?
And, yeah, that's
lies
right.
You tell. You look amazing.
Oh, thank you. But anyway, my wife, it's kind of interesting how I came to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, somebody had given her a Bible when she was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is several years after we had 10 years after we were out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Maurice, how'd you like to read the Bible with me sometime?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I said, I guess we could do that, you know.
Yeah.
So we'd lay it in bed at night and read the scriptures together.
Wow.
And, you know, we grew up Catholic, but never really knew the scriptures intimately or
mm-hmm.
what God's word, you know, really was communicating. Because, listen, the word of God is meant to communicate to the heart.
Mm.
And plenty of times what you get in church and different religions is kind of like theology and, you know, things that a particular religion believes that will better your life, but doesn't necessarily impact your heart the way the Word of God does.
Right.
So anyway, we started reading the scriptures. I come to know the Lord through the scriptures, and, you know, the rest is history.
Wow.
My life has been exponentially bettered and from my understanding of the Word of God.
Wow. And so how Maurice and I, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is our first ever live Facebook/radio special episode of the Sade Champagne Show with my dear friend Maurice G. Cabarrec. And we are here at our church, Gospel Revolution Church in Slidell, Louisiana. And you know, I've been here in New Orleans for about the past week. And so Maurice and I got connected through our church, Gospel Revolution Church. And this was, I've been a part of our church for about 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would remember hearing Maurice speak at during times, because we have so many interesting characters in our church and they have amazing voices. Maurice is one of those people too, where I love his voice. And not just his, you know, obviously his speaking voice, but obviously I also love what he says as well. And so we got connected through our church, and I was here in New Orleans the last time almost four years ago for my 30th birthday celebration, and we got even more connected then with his beautiful wife as well. And I just loved, you know, hearing his messages. I love when he would speak. I love hearing him during the Bible studies. And so when I found out that he had this amazing book that we're about to get into, The Lie, Hope is Found in Its Defeat, I was like, man, I want to read this book. And so we're going to be getting more into that. And so I want you to please share with us, Maurice. Oh, and then also Emmanuel says, love you guys. So he's tuning in right
hey,
now.
Hey, Emmanuel.
Hey, Emmanuel. And hello to everyone else who's tuning in. We love y'all too so much. All right. So, Maurice, have you always wanted to be a published author?
Well, you know, it's kind of curious. You know, as I began to get into the scriptures more and more, I would write down my thoughts,
Like commentary.
Like commentary type things, but for my personal use. And, you know, right after Hurricane Katrina, I was writing down notes through the book of Galatians.
Wow.
And I got to the end of it, and I thought to myself, this would make a good book. So I actually had those notes published. It's called Freedom, a book called Freedom. And it was, I still think it's a great book. It's not in print right now, but it is a very, very insightful book in the book of Galatians.
Wow. So you already started writing before you even knew that you were going to be a published author.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, there was no real goal of becoming a published author. It just kind of happened.
Wow. And so how did your first book come about in your heart? And share with us, what was the process like writing it and publishing it?
Well, Freedom, my first book, was, you know, after coming to know the Lord, we started going to a Baptist church, which, by the way, we loved this church. It was just a wonderful place to be. But reading the book of Galatians struck me. It's kind of like a slap across the face, okay?
Like, wake up!
Wake up, Maurice. You know, we tend to look at life and the scriptures and how we operate in this life. Like we need a set of rules and regulations to teach us what to do,
so
to show us
to
how to
live more by principles instead of by relationship and the freedom in their heart.
Absolutely.
Right.
And when I read the book of Galatians, it communicates something quite different. That it is not by the external code that we'd operate out of, but by this internal life that should be emanating from us. God desired far more than to give us a list of rules and regulations to obey. He desired to actually be our life. And that's what the book of Galatians really is pointing to, the fact that when we're trying to run our lives, when we're using external words on paper or maybe on stone, on tablets, that it is really us trying to be righteous instead of the Lord causing something within us that causes us to be different people, providing a different spirit within us. And
I love that too. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you all know I talk about this a lot on my social media, that God didn't create us to live from a set of rules, principles, and not only did God not create us to live from that place, God didn't create us to live with one another from that place. Because not only do we think that God is looking for us to live from rules and regulations and lists, we think that's how we live with other people. And
absolutely.
So it really damages our relationships. Jasmine said, good morning, and it's her first time tuning in, and she's loving this. I know Jasmine's tuning in from Sacramento, California.
So that's great.
We're so glad to have you. So continue on. Go ahead.
So anyway, that actually kind of, you know, so I wrote that book, you know, 10, 11 years ago. And eventually, the same sentiment has crossed over into the this book, The Lie. And it's, you know, when you think about human relationships, if we don't find ourselves thinking concurrently or in a unified fashion, mm-hmm. we always tend to find ourselves kind of like at odds with one another. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason that we feel at odds with one another. Mm-hmm. And my book really kind of expounds on why those differences occur.
Mm-hmm. It does. It makes a lot of sense. Right. So there's people who are tuning in where, you know, they love writing. They dream, you know, or even think to themselves or dream about being a published author one day. Yeah. What are some words of encouragement and wisdom you could give to them? Because obviously you are living from this place of grace and rest that God has created us to live sure. from. And so what are some words of encouragement and wisdom you could give to them so that they won't be living in such stress and worry about writing?
All I can say, if you have a passion, go for it. Mm. You know, just like the Nike ad, just do it.
Right.
Just do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows where something is going to go, you know, mm-hmm. how far it'll go.
Yes.
But listen, when I first wrote, I wrote for myself, for my own edification.
Yeah.
And I shared it with other people, and they were edified by it. Mm-hmm. So it really doesn't matter how far something goes. You don't have to become famous.
Right.
But if God is speaking to your heart, mm-hmm. and you have a desire to pin that down, by all means do it.
Wow.
Because no matter where it goes, small or large, it is just, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
It is a blessing to write down. Just think about Paul.
Yeah.
You know, Paul had all these experiences.
Right.
But he also wrote those experiences down.
Right.
And that's become our scriptures.
Right. Wow. Jasmine's saying that your voice is relaxing and soothing, and it's like meditations that and motivation she can listen to. So,
thank you
so much, Jasmine. So, all right, let's get into some discussion about your incredible book. So, we are talking about Maurice's book, The Lie Hope Is Found in Its Defeat. This is one of my absolute favorite books in the world. I even bought another copy of this just so he can sign it for me while I'm here in Louisiana. And I love this book. I'm actually going to be reading it again. So, I want y'all to look at this, write it down. The Lie by Maurice G. Kabarak. And it's in the description of this video. The Lie, Hope Is Found in Its Defeat. And so we want to get into some discussion about this incredible book.
Sure.
And so I love this book so much. Maurice is so popular. He's got a...
Oh, I'm telling you. Very popular.
See, this is the live show right here. This is how it goes down. All right, so we want to get into some discussion about this book. Sure. It has been such a blessing to me. There are so many pages where I've written notes down in my phone where sometimes the book took me a while to read because there's some parts where I just couldn't get past it. I was like, I'm going to read this part again. And then I just start crying as I'm reading it. And then I go back to it again. And so I'm literally stuck on certain parts of the book but the whole entire thing itself blesses me. And so I want you to, first off, let's talk about why is it dangerous to believe a lie about God, ourselves, and others? That's something that we talk about a lot here on my platform, why it's very dangerous to believe lies.
Well, God is truth.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no lie found in God.
Mm.
So as your thinking and your mind begins to become clarified as to what truth is, by the way, there's error in all of our thinking.
Right. Nobody has it all together.
Even me today, okay?
Right.
There's lies and error that exists in our thinking and in the way we perceive life.
That's good, Maurice.
But there is truth.
Amen.
And God is truth.
Amen.
So as our understanding and our mind begins to be renewed on the truth, that truth begins to animate our lives to the point where we begin to be free. The truth will set you free.
Amen.
Well, that's exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. Jesus promised it. And listen, I'm experiencing it this day.
Mm.
And there's a reason that the truth sets you free.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are bound to something called, the human race is bound to something called a lie. And that lie emanated from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Mm.
Whereby the man and the woman, by the way, you know, we I don't know how to say it, but we look at the story in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're told about that experience is that God said, do not eat from this tree.
Mm-hmm.
The man and the woman disobeyed God, ate from the tree, and sin and death came into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from an external perspective, that's certainly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really look at the imagery that is found in that story.
Right.
And there is a deeper meaning behind all of this.
Yeah.
There was a belief system that was presented to the man and the woman that somehow through their knowledge of good and evil, they could attain godliness.
Mm.
And that belief system was adopted by the man and the woman.
Mm.
The result of that was their loss of innocence,
mm-hmm.
their estrangement from God.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all based on that lie.
Right.
And that lie was passed down to the whole human race.
Right. And so it's so important what Maurice is sharing, because many of us live from this place where we think if we can make all the right decisions, if we know, you know, we live like this in our entire world. Can we make all the right decisions? If you know all the right information about this, plan your life perfectly like this, and then we think, oh, now I'm going to be happy. Now I'm going to be satisfied. Now I'm going to be fulfilled. And we try to do all these things to make us feel like we're worthy and valuable, to make us feel connected to God. And God never created us to live that way. And just as Maurice is sharing, this started way back in the beginning with Adam and Eve, but many of us have been taught that story, and we've been taught such corrupted view of it. And so what happens is people think like, oh, God was upset with us because we're not, you know, good little girls and good little boys. And it has nothing to do with that. I love it, because he talks about this, that it's about what do we believe. And you know, we talk about this a lot on my platform as well. What is it that you believe within your heart? And so this book really gets down to the nitty-gritty, and I think it helps people that really question a lot of things in the Bible, and especially question things about from the beginning of the Bible in Genesis. And so I know that it will really bless you a lot. And so I want to tell you about some of my favorite parts of the book. So one of my favorite pages, I love it. I talked about this in our Bible study group as well for our church. And I want to read it out loud for y'all, if that's okay. You're going to get a little story time. So I look forward to the day when Maurice has this on Audible as well, and he records his voice, because his voice is very soothing and is such a blessing. So it will be great for y'all to hear him speaking this. All right, so this is going to be from page 103. All right, and so I love it where he starts and it says, "For you are Christ. You are a son or daughter of the God of this universe. So much so that the angels of heaven long to look into these things. The angels themselves long to understand what has been freely given to us in Jesus, and all things belong to you. All the truths given us by Paul and Peter and the others are yours. The whole world is yours. The life found in this world has no power over you, for even life and death are yours. We have no fear of the future, not even of the present things or the things to come, for they are yours. What else, what in the world else could a human being possibly need?"
Listen, when you have all the fullness of God,
yes,
and everything that pertains to life and godliness,
yes,
what else is there to need? And yes, we have that. We possess that in Jesus.
Yes.
He has given it to us. It's a free gift.
Yes. For those of you who are just tuning in, you are watching the first ever Facebook Live episode of the Sade Champagne Show. I'm doing a special radio, obviously video interview with my dear friend Maurice G. Cabrack. We're talking about his amazing book, The Lie, Hope is Found in Its Defeat. And so I was just reading one of my favorite parts of the book, and that just really blessed me. I was meditating on that, because think about the fact, like you said, when you realize that you have received everything in Jesus, what else could you possibly ever need?
That's right. All lack is taken away.
Yeah.
Hey, really? I mean, and listen, you can be poor in this life, and yes, you can be rich in this life.
Mm-hmm.
And it disesteems those things,
mm-hmm,
and causes you to be able to enjoy poverty and to enjoy wealth. That's why Paul would say, I've learned how to be content in every circumstance.
Right. Because you found one of the things that's been challenging in our world systems, and you see it with politics and with,
sure,
with the pandemic and with social injustice, all types of things, is that people are now trying to find their joy and their peace in the systems of this world.
Yes.
And not realizing that you're not going to be able to find it in something that doesn't have life to give. The only one who has life is God.
That's right.
God gave us his life for free. And you don't have to try to find your satisfaction and all the fairness and everything in this world. And like he said, whether if you have a lot or if you have a little, you can feel so satisfied and sustained in Jesus.
That's right.
That is huge.
Amen.
This is huge. It's such a blessing to me when I think about it, because it's like, man, this changes up everything. What are some of your favorite parts of your book?
Well, you know, one of the probably most enlightening aspects of the book in the initial chapters is where I talk about the difference between the letter and the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And because a lot of people in religion know the letter of the scriptures. They know what it says.
So they read the Bible and they think to themselves, let me just read the Bible, but they don't understand the heart behind the Bible.
And listen, to know even the letters better than to know nothing. Okay?
Yes, that's true.
but as you delve deeper into the truth and God's begin to listen, the scriptures say that as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my thoughts than your thoughts, mm-hmm. and my ways than yours. So even though the truth of the gospel is very, very simple, you know, that Jesus loved us, he gave himself for us, that his life might indwell us, and that we might have that eternal life. Mm-hmm. And that eternal life doesn't just mean that you're going to live forever. It's a quality of life, mm-hmm. a life that communicates to you that you have everything that you need mm-hmm. in him.
Mm-hmm.
So a life of striving to attain can be eliminated as you begin to realize that you really have the fullness of God in Christ.
Yes.
So those are the types of things that the scriptures, as you begin to see below the surface,
mm-hmm.
begins to instill and build in your heart.
Mm.
And that's why it's so important to realize that it's not so much what the scriptures say, but what they are actually trying to communicate to us, the depths of the meaning behind it. And that's the difference between a letter and a spirit.
Mm.
One is what they say, and one what they mean. And just to show you, to illustrate
how
different that can be,
mm-hmm.
the Pharisees knew the scriptures.
Mm.
The Sadducees knew the scriptures, so much so that they had vast amounts of those scriptures memorized.
Wow.
But what did they do?
They
crucified the Lord of glory.
Exactly.
Now, God turns, what man plans for evil, God turns around for good.
Hey, amen.
So that meant the salvation of the world.
Right.
But what they did was not good. And though they understood the letter, they really didn't even see the one the scriptures were pointing to.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say that I know the Bible if you really don't understand that all the scriptures are pointing to Jesus.
Right.
Old Testament, New Testament, they all point to Jesus.
Yeah.
And the fact that we can have the fullness of life, even eternal life in him.
Yes. And I love what he's sharing too, because many of us, we have grown up, if you've grown up in religious environments, you've grown up in church, you read the Bible your whole life, you memorized many Bible verses, even starting from children's church. But how many of us actually know what is being communicated? How many of us actually experience God's love? That's one of the hugest things for me. There was actually a time in my life, Maurice, when I had to put the Bible down because I had memorized so many Bible verses. I could tell you all the stories. I knew all the things. I did all the Christian religious calisthenics. But then in my heart, all I was feeling was fear. All I was feeling was anxiety. All I was feeling was unworthiness.
Yes.
And obviously, as God has been healing me, you realize the Bible is not the issue. It's a gross misinterpretation of the Bible that is the issue. And like you said, someone trying to find life just by reading the Bible as opposed to seeing God's heart behind
that's
it.
Right.
And that's been one of the hugest testimonies within our church.
And that is the spirit. That's the spirit.
Yes. And that's been one of the hugest testimonies within our church. And then even from you being in my life and being an inspiration and from your book is realizing like there's so much life that God has given us. And you
Amen.
See it within the Bible that it's way different than how I knew it growing up. It's
sure.
way different than things that I memorize. And we want to encourage anyone who's watching right now and anyone who will watch later on, if you have ever felt in your life that you don't even want to, or anyone who's listening to on Grindhard Radio and 57WLLE.net, that if you've been feeling discouraged and tired and worn out from reading your Bible and you feel like you've done all these different things and you still don't feel God's love, that it's important to make sure that you're listening to the right message. You want to listen to people and watch people who are actually speaking the truth of who God is to you, so that way your heart can actually begin to relax and receive God's love.
Listen, the scriptures say, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Now listen, the one thing you do not want to do when you read the scriptures is to read the scriptures and somehow judge God as being evil.
Mm.
That there are certain things that happen in the Bible,
right.
violent things in the Old Testament in particular,
mm-hmm.
and you think, well, how could that happen? How could God allow that to happen? And we look at life and we say, mm-hmm. how can God allow these things to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
The Lord has nothing but the best intents for every single human being on the face of this earth.
Mm.
He desires nothing but the best for all of us.
Amen.
And listen, he communicated that in his son.
Mm. Wow.
You think about the woman caught in the act of adultery.
Mm-hmm.
And God didn't look at this woman and condemn this woman.
Mm.
He actually justified the woman before her accusers.
Mm.
Now that is kind of, it's a crazy thing to think about, but God loves sinners. He loves people who actually fall short and desires them to have his abundance.
Yes.
He has nothing but good intended for us.
Mm-hmm. And even when I learned about the word sinner and what it really means, that it's not about you being an evil, filthy person, but it so simply means to not have received God's eternal life, I was like, oh, okay, then I was a sinner. I was a sinner. I hadn't received God's eternal life.
Right.
But now that I have received God's eternal life, I'm not a sinner anymore.
And guess what? Yeah. You can look at other people realizing they just don't know the truth yet.
Yes.
That's really what it amounts to.
It's not an identity thing, but that's what we do. We take that word and many other words in the Bible as an identity thing.
Yes, absolutely.
So Jasmine says, I felt the same in following you. I have learned to follow my heart. I'm excited to read this book. Wonderful.
Great.
That's so great. We cannot wait for you to read it and for you to share your thoughts on it. Mm-hmm. Looking up to see anyone's comments that you want to share as well. Wonderful. We're so thankful for everyone's support and for tuning in. All right, and so what are some of your other favorite parts of the book? Do you have any specific passages?
Well, let me take a look.
He's like, let me go through and see.
I might have forgot what was in here.
And Kalila says, good stuff. Thank you so much for tuning in, Kalila. Maurice is definitely a great inspiration and encouragement to me, and I'm blessed for his friendship.
Yeah, I was remarking to somebody, I talk about what the essence of forgiveness is.
Mm.
And the essence of forgiveness is to actually possess a life in which there is no sin.
Mm.
Now somebody say, wait a minute,
mm-hmm.
how can that possibly be? How can a person like be completely separated from sin?
Mm.
Well, what happens when you believe, you receive a life.
Mm.
And whose life is that?
Jesus.
It's the life of Jesus.
Right.
And his life becomes your life.
Mm.
And Paul says, and I think it's in Colossians, where and when he appears, we will appear with him, for he is our life.
Wow.
Now, this is the question. If he is our life and there is no sin in Jesus, is there any sin in us?
Mm.
No,
mm-hmm.
there is no sin.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's not that we don't do things
that
are wrong,
right?
Okay,
right.
Because we do.
Yeah.
But because Jesus is actually our life,
yes,
we can begin to see that there is no sin in us who believe.
Right.
And we can begin to live from that platform.
Mm.
And when you begin to live from that platform, your life is forever changed.
Mm.
It is a life that is born from a life in which has no sin.
Yeah.
Wow. So what do you think is going to happen there?
Mm. Wow. Your life will continue to radiate.
Absolutely.
And be full of life.
Absolutely.
It talks about, one of my favorite verses talks about how that when we receive God, when we receive Jesus, we become one with God in spirit. we become one with God. And it goes right into what Maurice is talking about, how we are no longer separated from life, but we have literally received the life of Jesus, and you get to live from that place. God is not far off, distant somewhere in the sky. God is not just a big angry wizard looking to strike you down, or someone, or God who's dead. God is living and alive, and as you receive Jesus, he lives alive in you, and God wants to continue to radiate your heart, your mind, every part of your being. Kalila says, we must break the individual words down to see the authentic meaning.
Amen.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true. That happens a lot of times with people. You know, they take the words and they just, you know, put everything together and scramble it up and see what comes out.
Chapter 9 here.
Yeah.
Life as a son. Mm. Now, the whole human race was created as sons and daughters of God.
Right.
But to experience that sonship, that unity, that connection with your Creator has to take place. That's what spiritual rebirth is. Mm. It's when you and the Lord become one in spirit.
Yes.
And once you are enlivened like that, you begin to see that sonship take place.
Right.
And listen, when you're a son of God, you are in a good position.
Wow.
I can tell you, you are in a good position. You're loved by God, accepted by God, and he is going to do great things in your life.
Mm.
It's going to happen.
Amen.
It's destined to happen when you find yourself a son or a daughter of God.
Amen. And that is exactly what every single person who's watching, you are a son or daughter of God. But obviously, for we need to come into alignment, which the good news is the Holy Spirit within us, or the Holy Spirit is able to help us come into agreement with that truth. And when you believe that you are a son or daughter of God, you will begin to see that life manifest more and more and grow more and more in you, because God works through us through belief. What do we believe about God?
That's
which
right.
Obviously this is what the book is all about. Let me see one of my other favorite passages in the book. All right, let's see, because I wrote down so many pages, y'all, because there's lots of good things. If you guys have any specific questions that you want to ask Maurice while you are watching and listening, let us know, because we will gladly answer them for you. And then as we are going to be wrapping up soon, we're going to pray for you and encourage you and just remind you of who you are in Jesus. God has great things in store for your life. Okay, let's see. The whole book is so good. There's so many things. Oh, this was good too. This is on page 169. He says, don't let anyone tell you how to live your life, where to go, and what to do. God will direct the steps of your life as you walk in love. There was a man who lived a very long time ago whose name was Enoch. The scriptures do not say a great deal about him, but there is a profound mystery and great meaning revealed to us in the little we are told about him. It says, Enoch walked with God and was no more, for God had taken him. In this short expose we read about Enoch, we see God's whole purpose for our lives, even into eternity. It speaks of us simply walking with God. And as we do, the God of the universe begins manifesting himself in us. As we walk with him, we begin to think like him. His thoughts and actions begin to become our thoughts and actions. Wow. This is the same way Jesus lived. As he told the people of his day, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he does, he also they're also the Son likewise. That is amazing.
And that's the life of a son. That's the life of a son.
Yeah.
Listen, when the Father abides within you and you abide with him as you walk through this life, you know, we often hear about, you know, this person's ministry, that's person. Maybe I need to be in some form of ministry, whatever. Life is a ministry. Your whole life, just walking through, going to the store, no matter what you do in life is your ministry.
Amen.
And listen, you can actually learn how to be yourself when you're not performing according to the law or someone's religious traditions, and you're just living that life. You can actually be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? When you find out that you can be who you are, people will actually start liking you.
Yes, because you already like yourself. Huh?
That's right.
That's so good. I love it because Cindy tells a story where Greg, encouraged her and said one of our favorite quotes, always be yourself because who you are is good.
Amen. That's right. God doesn't make any mistakes. Mm-hmm. When he made you, he had a purpose. Mm. And who you are is good according to God because he's the one that created you.
Yes. So Jasmine says, I'm raising children. I have three girls. What are five things you have learned that would empower child rearing?
Five things?
Or even if there's just one thing.
Well, I can tell you that communicating, listen, sometimes kids do things that are wrong and you have to correct them. Mm-hmm. But I want to tell you, always correct your children in love. Communicate to them that they are the most important. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. I can tell you, there's only one rule. Mm-hmm. Communicate to your children that they are valued and loved by you and by God. Mm. And as you communicate that, that will begin to affect all of your dealings with them and everything that you do. Mm. It's wow. I don't know if I can say five things, but I can say
you
that
you said they
one
all
thing.
Wrap up into that thing.
They all wrap up into that one thing. They have value. And when you relate to them, understand that these kids, even though their mentalities might be small and their learning might be small, if you have that value in them, they will see that, and that same value will be instilled in them. Mm. It's kind of like a reflective type thing. Mm. Just like when you look at the Lord and right. you see yourself in his face. Mm. Because the truth is, that's what he desires of us, to see ourselves in him.
Mm. Wow.
And it's the same thing with our children.
That's
they
so good.
they should look at us and say, that guy likes me. Mm-hmm. And now I can like myself. Mm. Because the love and appreciation and the respect that you show for your children is going to be reflected in their lives.
Mm. Amen. That's so good. She said, thank you so much. My heart is so encouraged.
Right.
We're so glad to hear that. And then Kalila said, she echoed what you said earlier, that life is ministry.
No question about that.
That's so good. And it's great because with all these things you're sharing through your book and what we've been receiving, it shows people you don't have to, like you said, you don't have to have all these fancy titles. You don't have to have all these accolades in the world. And it's not to say you won't, but you don't have to have those
that's
to feel
right.
valuable that's and to just enjoy your life.
That's right. You know, life should be lived naturally. Mm. Listen, when I say, is God natural? Mm-hmm. I can tell you, God created nature.
Yes.
So he is completely natural.
Yes.
And our lives should be lived naturally.
Yes.
Not performing to some religious guidelines, but
Amen.
Naturally.
Amen. That's so good. If you all don't have any other questions, we'd love to pray for you as we're going to wrap up this special episode. Thank you all so much for tuning in from all over the place to watch us today and to tune in. And we're so thankful to Grind Hard Radio Network and also to 57WLLE.net Internet Radio. And so unless if y'all have any additional questions, we're going to wrap up with prayer and also letting everyone know how they can get this amazing book. If you end up having questions that we couldn't get to during the live video, just leave them in the comments below. You can also send me a message, and I know Maurice wouldn't mind answering
Absolutely.
Them. He is so encouraging and so loving, and he is would love to be able to remind you of who you are and the truth and answer any questions you have about his book and pray for you as well.
Amen.
And of course, I would too. So once again, this is the book, The Lie, Hope is Found in Its Defeat, by Maurice G. Kabarak. Obviously, look in the description of this video and you can see where to get it. If you're tuning in on Grind Hard Radio and 57WLLE.net, the book is The Lie, Hope is Found in Its Defeat. And his name is spelled Maurice space G dot Cabirac. Because obviously, y'all, I have to speak for people who are not just watching, but who will listen as well. So, Maurice, would you please finish us out in prayer,
Absolutely.
And then we can wrap up the episode?
Father, we just thank you for the reality that you desire to give us your life, to live your life through us, to empower us, to Help us to feel completely fulfilled in that you have given us everything that we need for life and godliness. Lord, your truth is so good and so life-giving. As a disciple said once, that there is life that is found in your word. And Lord, as we see your goodness as it is communicated through the scriptures, Lord, we grow in that truth and are enlivened ourselves. We thank you for this, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much for joining us. You can get this incredible, dynamic, phenomenal, stellar, terrific, tremendous book on Amazon.com. And also, I believe Maurice has a website as
well. Yes, it's mgcabarackbooks.com. Okay.
Perfect. I'll put it in the description of this video. Sure. And also, I will make sure that you all see it as well, or that we have it here as you're listening in. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the first ever live Facebook Live Sade Champagne Show special radio episode and video episode with my dear friend Maurice G. Cabarack here at Gospel Revolution Church in Slidell, Louisiana. Hopefully, we'll be doing more Facebook Live interviews like this in the future. But for now, we are celebrating having this first one done today. We are thankful to everyone who tuned in, and we know that you were richly blessed and encouraged. And we'll chat with you later. Bye.
Pleasure.
I'm Sade Champagne. I'm Sade Champagne.